Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
It'll eventually come to me, but I know I've been in this situation before. When I'm watching a TV show with my significant other at the time, and we have a philosophical difference on what's going on the show, and it ends up being a big old fight. You ever had that happen?
Yeah, I've heard a lot of girls are now using the show Sex and the City as a way to get like a litmus test for how their boyfriends feel about certain subjects, because it has so many things that like you don't know to vocalize, but it's still so topical even, you know, 20, 30 years later.
It becomes like a values thing. Like you're watching these characters play out, and if your significant other identifies with one and you're like, what? It almost feels like it's a personal shot at your values, right? It's just a damn TV show. And Katie's here right now with her girlfriend over the most ridiculous show and the most ridiculous tension.
It is. So I don't know if you have all heard of Temptation Island on Netflix.
Yes.
It's supposed to be this crazy reality show where couples who are like hesitant about their relationship go to this island and put their relationship to the test.
I got 7 minutes into it and I just couldn't do it anymore. Years ago, I could. Now I'm just looking at it going, even the premise of it is so stupid. Just like, hey, we're going to fly to this island where there's nothing but hotties all around just to see if our relationship is strong. If you're making the decision that that is going to be the definition of your relationship being strong, you've already lost.
That's a fact.
Absolutely. And it started to cause tension in our relationship, but not for the reasons that you would think. I would think that she and I watching the show, it would be like, okay, if you were in this situation, would you be tempted to do blah, 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 right? And that's not the case. She put me onto the show and was like, let's just watch this. And I'm like, I guess. So we're watching the show. And as we're watching it, the women are in their own house. And then like the guys are in a different house. These couples are split up and the women are in the house and they can have the chance to deal with these guys or not. And so as we're watching it, there's like this confessional moment and there's this one woman who pops up. And as she's telling her story, my girlfriend's like, that's it. Her. And I'm like, her what? That's who you would date? Like, what do you mean, her? She's like, no, I want my boobs to look just like hers. So
she wants a breast augmentation?
Yes.
Did you know this at all? Was an idea at all?
She has mentioned this a couple of months ago that, hey, I want to potentially get a breast reduction. Now, my girlfriend she's tall. She's my own little personal stallion, okay? Okay, so I think her curves are in the right places. And she did mention that she did want to get a breast reduction in the future. And at the time, I was like, okay, cool. Like, I understand if you want to go down a couple of cups. No, she wants to go down all the cups. So,
from what to what?
Is it? Yeah, I was about to say, is it inappropriate to ask what she's currently rocking and what she would like to go to?
I know she's past the triple D. Okay. So I don't know exactly which letter she's on, but it's not D's.
She's on the damn.
You and that joke.
It never gets old.
It does not for me.
Never. Yeah.
All right, so she's if it's past triple D, then she's like in the E territory.
Yes.
EFG, HIJ.
Yeah, somewhere in that range. And I was thinking when she mentioned a reduction, I get it. If it's, you know, messing up your back, like I completely understand. So I'm thinking, oh, we're probably going to go to double D's or C's. But no, this woman who is on this show, it's giving A cup.
No.
Oh,
no.
Oh, really?
Yeah, A kind of like.
Listen, oh, no. Oh, no. No. Run for your life. Don't do it.
Hashtag save the boobies.
And so I'm like, do you not understand that you and this woman are two different body types, two different heights? Like this woman she looks super short. And I'm like, how you think her breasts look on her, if you go down to that size, it's not going to look like that on you. And you always told me that if you start looking like a crackhead, to let you know. So.
Damn, she going to look like a crackhead?
Yeah, it's not going to look right.
Are all crackheads flat chested? Right? I'm very confused.
What just happened?
How did we get here?
This is just conversation that she and I have had.
So you get the breast reduction and your teeth fall out?
You just don't look like the same person. And I'm just trying to advise her not to go too drastic because of how it's going to look. Not for my selfish reasons, because I love my pillows, but more so because I think it's just not going to look right on her body. Like from one drastic to another drastic, yeah, it's not going to look how she thinks it looks on this woman.
I would think that this industry has developed enough to where they could do some kind of like AI model to where they could take a picture of your body and then put all sorts of sizes on that chest. So you know exactly what you're signing up for before you get cut.
I think so, that has to be a possibility, and we need to look into it, because right now she and I are at like this negotiation. She's like, okay, if not an A, what about a B? I'm like, if not a B, what about a C? So we're in the middle of negotiation of what I think would be the perfect size.
Now, and not just for you, but you're worried because that is, I mean, if you're going from like over triple D, like if she's in E territory, going from E to A, that is such a drastic change.
It's the dream.
Cassie can speak on this, right?
Oh, yeah. I've had a reduction on my list for a while. It's probably going to be my birthday present to myself. A is probably a little small, but like as someone with the big bugs, whatever, I don't want like child PC friendly, the big girls on the front. I would be very tempted by a B. I'd probably end up at a C cup because I do think it would be in between, but I got to be on her side on this one.
Did you say this was for aesthetics or this was because her back was hurting?
It's both.
Okay.
It's like it's causing her troubles, and also she wants to just, she doesn't like the way how big her breasts are.
She
just
put about her back.
Yeah, right. I was going to say, just put a weightlifting belt on.
All right. So I'm curious if the same logic applies, because you know when a woman does something super drastic to her hair, right? Like does a complete 180, has long flowing locks, and all of a sudden dyes it bleach blonde and does a pixie cut. You immediately like, you, at least the generalization is something's going on in her life that she felt the need that she needed to do this. So going from an E to an A, I understand the want for a reduction. I totally get that. Kat, we did the Big Boob Appreciation Day, and I can completely, at least a little bit, have empathy there as to why. But going, making such a drastic change, is there anything going on, like, you know, psychologically or in her life that makes her want to do such a drastic change?
Not that I'm aware of. She's always had this idea of what the perfect body type would look like, of how she would want her body to look, and it's giving more of a, I guess, a pear shape, where it's a little small at the top and then come down thicker at the bottom.
You know what I've never heard, or maybe we did this a long time ago, a woman that would call up and say, I'm completely okay with my body. Like, I'm wondering, seriously, like, I'm wondering if she goes from a DDD to an A, if at that point she'd be happy with it, or is it just almost like, I hate to say this, y'all, is it almost like built into your DNA, or it's learned from a very young age, that you're never really truly going to love your body, no matter what it looks like?
Well, I guess I can kind of speak on this because I got a nose job about a year ago, and I knew going into it, I'm like, I know fixing my nose isn't going to make me magically like who I am, but I got to be honest with you, I like myself a lot more than I did.
So there is that.
The Burt Show. Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.